From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. United Arab Emirates ambassador hands over 20 tons assistance of medical equipment to handle COVID-19 in Indonesia. President of Iran Hassan Rouhani ready to supply medical equipment of COVID-19. Now the news in detail. Ambassador of United Arab Emirates to Indonesia Abdullah Salem Obaid Salem Al-Dahiri symbolically handed over assistance of medical equipment to Main Secretary of the National Disaster Management Agency, Harmansyah, in Jakarta on Tuesday, April 28. The assistance consists of personal protective equipment, masks, hand sanitizer, and others worth 11.5 billion rupiah. In his speech, Ambassador Abdullah Salem Obaid Salem Al-Dahiri said that the assistance is United Arab Emirates' support to country which is struggling against COVID-19 pandemic. The ambassador also added that all countries in the world have been impacted and facing difficult time due to the pandemic. According to the ambassador, the difficult time only can be fought through solidarity and coordination among all countries in the world.
We believe that this is a difficult circumstances have affected the entire world, and it is only will be combated by the solidarity and the support and coordination between all members.
Ambassador of the United Arab Emirates Abdullah Salem Al-Dahiri further said that 20 tons assistance of medical equipment is the biggest assistance which have donated by his country to country which is affected by COVID-19. Iran is ready to cooperate with Indonesia in fulfilling health and medical devices to deal with coronavirus COVID-19. This was stated by President of Iran Hassan Rouhani in a telephone connection with Indonesian President Joko Widodo recently. President Rouhani said that Iran is ready to supply the need of health devices such as examination devices, ventilators, CT scans, and N95 medical masks for Indonesia. President escorted by Iranian news agency ISNA, reported by CNN Indonesia, said that Iran has had successful achievements in science and technology and in supplying and meeting the needs of these medical devices. The two leaders agreed to fight together in dealing with the spread of the coronavirus through the exchange of experiences and scientific achievements in the handling of this pandemic. As part of support for partner countries around the world, European Union will distribute assistance worth 350 million euros to fight transmission and to decrease impact of COVID-19 in Southeast Asian regions. Ambassador of European Union to ASEAN, Igor Drismans, in press release which was received in Jakarta recently said that in difficult times, ASEAN can count on the European Union. European Union and ASEAN is regional organizations which are tied by solidarity and partnership for 42 years. This month added that European Union will give the assistance bilaterally or regionally to support the effort to handle the health crisis currently, to strengthen health system, and also to decrease economic and social impact. Sequoia, Capital India, has chosen 15 startups from Southeast Asia and India to participate in its third acceleration program, Search 03. Three of the 15 are Indonesia-based early-stage startups, namely a bookkeeping application for small and medium enterprises. Meanwhile, the other startups are from India, Singapore, and Vietnam, with businesses in the software as a service sector, as well as development tools, education, health, and food and beverages. Search and Sequoia Capital India Managing Director Rajan Anandan said in a written statement recently that the capital firm had been working with startups from Indonesia, Singapore, and Vietnam in two of its previous cohort programs. According to Rajan Anandan, the startups ecosystem in Southeast Asia is growing rapidly along with the development of its digital and mobile-first economy. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia has raised another 62.62 trillion rupiah or $4.05 billion US dollar from government debt papers and is in talks with several development banks to raise another $750 million to finance its widening state budget amid the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. The Finance Ministry's Director for Government Debt Papers, Denny Ridwan, said the government had issued three series of bonds through private placements with commercial and Sharia banks on Monday. Denny told the press by text message on Tuesday that banks are the buyers in the private placements as they look to meet Bank Indonesia's new requirement of higher reserves in government bonds. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said that the government is also in talks to earn $750 million worth of loans from several development banks, namely the Islamic Development, the World Bank, and the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, as well as the Asian Development Bank, ADB, support Indonesia's effort to strengthen public health and the economy. A crowdfunding effort for locally produced real-time polymerase chain reaction or RT-PCR test kits for more reliable COVID-19 detection reached its donation target of 10 billion rupiah or $649,329 recently. The fund initiated by venture capital firm East Ventures in a collaborative movement called Indonesia Pasti Bisa will be used to produce 100,000 RT-PCR test kits. One of the test manufacturers, Bio Farma, previously stated that it would produce 2,000 test kits to accommodate 50,000 tests in May. However, a surge in global demand caused some production materials to be delayed, so the production had to wait until all the materials had arrived in Indonesia. The government recently secured 50,000 PCR test kits and plan to conduct 1,000 PCR test kits per day to expedite the detection of the virus in individuals. Doni Munardo, head of the National COVID-19 Rapid Response Task Force, conveyed the plan following President Joko Widodo's order. Jakarta Health Agency had noted that as many as 1,595 people have used mental health and psychological services since it is operated on March 30 to April 24. This service is opened for people under monitoring ODP and patients under surveillance PDP and mild COVID-19 positive patients undergoing independent isolation, Jakarta Health Agency had Media Duty on Tuesday explained residents who need this service can access the website at sahjiwa_dinkes.jakarta.go.id, then press Bercerita button. In this service, psychologists for mental health will contact patients to provide motivation and enthusiasm and keep thinking positive. While those who call the call center 112 and need further counseling will be forwarded to the nearest Puskesmas service hotline according to the client's domicile. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
The joint war on Corona COVID-19 apparently did not stop the nerve war between the United States and Iran. Suffering from the virus pandemic did not stop diplomatic feuds. When the two countries are fighting the corona pandemic, they are still trying to exert pressure on each other, at least in words. Both the US and Iranian foreign ministers threw up discourses that indicated no easing of tension in diplomatic relations and feud between the two governments. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is reportedly preparing an argument that his country is still a member of the JCPOA, or Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, an agreement on Iran's nuclear program signed in the city of Vienna on July 14, 2015 by Iran, P5+1, or 5 permanent members of UN Security Council plus Germany and the European Union. Pompeo's statement will be a way to urge the UN Security Council to extend an arms embargo on Iran. In addition, Washington's presence in the JCPOA can also be the basis for submitting a proposal to the UN Security Council to impose sanctions on Iran. The problem is, the United States has since 2018 declared itself out of the JCPOA. The decision taken by President Donald Trump ended the agreement that was initiated and launched by former President Barack Obama. Washington's exit at the time had worsened relations with Iran, but by leaving the agreement, Donald Trump could then decide to impose sanctions on Iran. The move the United States now undertaking by its Secretary of State is a strategy to put pressure on the UN Security Council. But a claim to be still a member of the JCPOA has sparked a cynical response from Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif. His Twitter tweets quoted and reported by AFP news agency, Zarif stated that any pressure from the United States would not make Iran surrender. The Iranian foreign minister also reminded that the United States had left the nuclear deal 2 years ago. Iran's determination has been proven. The pressure of the United States by imposing a number of sanctions does not seem to weaken Iran. The economic hardship that was accompanied by demonstrations throughout Iran did not make the Tehran government give in to Washington's pressure. It seems even until the day when COVID-19 pandemic ends, the feud and tension between the governments of the United States and Iran will not end. The world will still witness the drama of diplomatic tension between the two. And listener, that was commentary for today.
Welcome back to Today in History. Our regular Today in History starts from an event on April 29, 1980, on the death of Alfred Hitchcock. Sir Alfred Joseph Hitchcock was a film director from England who was well known through thriller films. Influenced by expressionism movement in Germany, he began his debut as a film director in England and worked in the United States of America in 1939. For 6 decades of his professional career in entertainment, he produced more than 50 titles of film. This made him be the best and the most popular film director through the ages. The achievement made him receive the honorary degree Sir by the United Kingdom. Alfred Hitchcock passed away on April 29, 1980. The next event is that in 1991, huge hurricane hit Chittagong, Bangladesh. Huge hurricane, which hit Bangladesh on April 29, 1991, killed more than 135,000 people. The natural disaster which hit Bangladesh was the worst to happen in the 20th century. Southeast region of Bangladesh was the region where Ganga River and other rivers flow to Indian Ocean. As a result, the area is known as a flood-prone area. The last event on April 29, 2011, the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. April 29, 2011 became an important history for the British Royal Kingdom. Prince William officially married to Kate Middleton. Their wedding was broadcasted lively all over the world in line with William's parent wedding, Prince Charles and Princess Diana Spencer in 1981. It was approximately 2 billion people around the world showed the wedding, while 24.5 million people showed it in the country. That was today in history.
Sebelumnya, aku tak percaya bisa mencapai puncak dunia. Sebelumnya aku tak percaya aku bisa menggapai bintang-bintang angkasa. Tapi kau selalu ada memberikanku kekuatan untuk terus berjuang menjadi yang terbaik. Kaulah alasan aku bisa. Yang terbaik dari
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is titled Bali Export Mangosteen and Handicraft Amid COVID-19 Pandemic. Bali Governor Wayan Koster said, despite of sluggish economy threat because of COVID-19, Bali is still able to export mangosteen and handicraft to some countries. It means Bali's economy still grows amid the current situation. That was stated by Wayan Koster when releasing the Balinese mangosteen and handicraft export to United Arab Emirates through video conference at Bali Governor Residence Jaya Sabah dan Pasar on Sunday, April 26. According to Wayan Koster, the export showed that agriculture and handicraft sectors in Bali kept running normally and could enter foreign market. This export also gives income increase for the farmers in Bali, especially during the mangosteen season. Wayan Koster explained, until now, they had been striving to increase the downstream of Balinese agricultural product and handicraft industry, one of them, by opening market access both domestic and foreign markets. In the release, 1 ton of mangosteens were sent to Dubai, United Arab Emirates by airway, while more than 500 containers of handicrafts were shipped by sea from Banuasi port. It was also reported that an average 17 tons of mangosteen were exported 2 times per week to China and the handicrafts to America, European Union, and Australia. At the same day, Balinese cacao and paprika seed were also exported to Singapore and Netherlands. Balinese bamboo were exported to Canada, Portugal, Mexico, Brazil, and Spain. Meanwhile, Japan became the destination for horticultural products such as collard chili, cayenne pepper, and lime. Meanwhile, Denpasar Agricultural Quarantine Agency's head, Iputu Tarumanegara, said agricultural product export until April reached 799,000 tons, amounting to 86 billion rupiah. Additionally, 3,000 forestry product export to some countries amounting to 42 billion rupiah. That was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Kasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Mungkin memang benar cinta itu tak lagi berharga. Semua percuma bila engkau tak punya harta. Aku tahu kau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Cinta sendiri.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know Prambanan Temple. Prambanan Temple is the biggest Hindu temple in Indonesia, which was built in 9th century AD. It was presented for Trimurti, three main gods of Hindu, namely Brahma as creator god, Vishnu as guardian god, and Shiva as god of destruction. The temple has been included as World Heritage Site of UNESCO as the biggest Hindu temple in Indonesia, and also as one of the most beautiful temples in Southeast Asia. The temple is located at Prambanan District in Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta Province. Architecture of Prambanan Temple is tall and sleek in accordance with architecture of Hindu in general, with Shiva Temple as the main temple, which has 47 meters high, towering at the middle of the complex of temple's smaller cluster. As one of the most luxurious temples in Southeast Asia, Prambanan becomes tourism attraction from the entire world. Welcoming sunrise at the temple's complex will become unforgettable experience for anybody who comes here. Camping is usually conducted by domestic or foreign tourists to enjoy the beauty of Prambanan Temple when being lighted by sunrise. If you do not bring your own camping equipment, do not be worried because management of the temple offers facility of glamping or glamour camping where you can enjoy hotel facility inside the tent. Although sleeping in the tent, you can still enjoy soft bed, air conditioner, and also flat television. With equal price of 3-star hotel, you can enjoy the luxurious and similar sensation in the tent, even it gives more impression. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Prambanan Temple in Yogyakarta province. Tomorrow we'll meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Bangku kosong sisi jendela saksi bisu antara kita saat waktu luangkan kita kita lupakannya terbawa cerita berbagi bersama canda tawanya yang teringat. Jadi luar biasa.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
D
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is membuat janji or making appointment. Listen to this conversation about membuat janji or making appointment. Kevin looks for homestay with Pak Imran. They promise to meet after the lunch by phone.
Halo Pak.
Ya, halo.
Gini Pak, saya mau mencari tempat kos hari ini. Apakah Bapak bisa menemani saya?
Bisa. Pukul berapa ya?
Bagaimana kalau setelah makan siang?
Oke, kita bertemu di lobi hotel ya.
Now I'm going to introduce the vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Halo, which means hello. Tempat kos, which means homestay. Bertemu, which means to meet. Saya mau mencari tempat kos hari ini. Saya mau mencari tempat kos hari ini, which means I want to look for a homestay today. Apakah Bapak bisa menemani saya? Apakah Bapak bisa menemani saya? Which means can you accompany me? Pukul berapa? Pukul berapa? Which means at what time? Bagaimana kalau setelah makan siang? Bagaimana kalau setelah makan siang? Which means, why don't we go after the lunch? Kita bertemu di lobby hotel. Kita bertemu di lobby hotel. Which means, we'll meet at hotel lobby, okay? In the conversation, Kevin says, bagaimana kalau setelah makan siang? When making appointment, people usually discuss about time and place to meet. To ask the opinion of someone who will meet with you about time and place, you can use expression bagaimana kalau, which means how about. For example, bagaimana kalau setelah makan siang, which means how about after lunch. Bagaimana kalau bertemu di lobby hotel? Bagaimana kalau bertemu di lobby hotel? Which means, how about at hotel lobby? To respond to the question, you can say, okay, baiklah, or alright, saya setuju, or I agree, or ide bagus, which means it's a good idea, if you agree. But if you do not agree, you can say, maaf, saya tidak bisa. Which means, sorry, I can't. Let's listen to other examples. Bagaimana kalau setelah makan siang? In English, how about after lunch? Maaf, saya tidak bisa. Saya ada janji. In English, sorry, I can't. I have another appointment. Bagaimana kalau kita pergi ke puncak? In English, why don't we go to puncak? Ide bagus. In English, it's a good idea. If you do not agree, you can say, maaf, saya tidak setuju. Tempatnya terlalu jauh. Maaf, saya tidak setuju. Tempatnya terlalu jauh. In English, sorry, I do not agree. It's too far. For additional information, besides for asking opinion, the word bagaimana or how
is also used to ask about way. For examples, bagaimana cara pergi ke sana? In English, how do we go there? Or how to go there? Bisa naik motor atau bus? Bisa naik motor atau bus? In English, we can go there by motorcycle or by bus. Bagaimana cara mendaftar? Bagaimana cara mendaftar? In English, how do we register? Isi formulir ini dahulu. Isi formulir ini dahulu. In English, fill out the form first. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Halo, Pak.
Ya, halo.
Gini, Pak. Saya mau mencari tempat kos hari ini. Apakah Bapak bisa menemani saya?
Bisa, bisa. Pukul berapa ya?
Bagaimana kalau setelah makan siang?
Oke. Kita bertemu di lobi hotel ya.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia, or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
harus padam dan berakhir.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today I present a song from East Nusa Tenggara titled Kwan Kefa. And the song Kwan Kefa was composed by Vincent Kolo. Kwan Kefa means Kefa village, or in a complete name, Kefa Menanu, which is located in Timor Tengah Utara Regency, East Nusa Tenggara. The song Kwan Kefa tells a story of Kefa Menanu Regency that is always missed by its people who stay outside the region and the visitors. Listener, now let's listen to the song Kwan Kefa by Eva Taulin. Enjoy the song.
Lalan lalan
Voice of Indonesia.
From a day hanging free of that channel, Jang and Lupo like and subscribe.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.